The second part of the tour covers the Renaissance and the Baroque periods. Our guide throughout these two periods has been Silvia Canalda, an art historian specializing in the study of religious images of the modern era and a professor at the University of Barcelona. In front of you are six panels dedicated to Saint Felix, a martyr from Roman times. We shall only stop at the first one, showing him in the midst of his sermon. The scene follows a medieval story.
Saint Felix preached the faith of Christ to the people, and he went to the city of Gerona, where many women listened to his sermon, to whom he taught the path of salvation.
When Joan de Borgunha painted these panels in the 16th century, women continued to play the role of educators and teachers of values. So their presence at the sermon was equally crucial. If you look closely at the clothing worn by the figures, you will see that it does not match the period of the sermon, Roman times. Instead, it corresponds to the period when the work was executed, the 16th century. Such anachronism, which was still common in Renaissance art, provides us with evidence of how clothes were changing at a time when men and women had begun to dress differently. Changes did not affect fabrics so much as they did shapes, which increasingly restricted the female body as they became tighter and tighter. In this panel, women were still able to squat down and sit comfortably on the floor, but with time their movements would be increasingly hindered. We are referring, of course, to women of a certain status. We find an early sign of discomfort in the painting. Let's take a closer look. One of the women sitting in the foreground has taken her shoes off. Can you see them? They are made from gold leather and are open at the front. They are called chapines. Chapines had cork soles and were worn by women as external footwear, never with bare feet. Eventually, the soles would get so high that women would struggle to walk in them. In contrast, the earlier versions of chapines had been worn by men and women alike. Back then, the soles had been no thicker than 2 inches.